Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each of you. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today, and we thank and praise God. Even though that's overcast and a little rain coming down, we are praising God for yet another day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever the Lord sends, is all right with me, long as I'm above ground to witness it. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Thank you for those who are calling in and chiming in already, intercessors, and those, praise the Lamb of God, that's coming online. Shake a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them it's wonderful word worship day here at PSM. It's Wednesday, and we thank God for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful time we had in Bible class last night. Oh, my goodness, in our midweek, our power, boy, oh boy, oh boy. The prophet got loose, almost, man, I didn't know what to do there. I went into a preaching mode, praise the Lamb of God. old Bertha and Mary, and them just tried to push me on over into somewhere I've never been before. I had to catch hold to the reins and said, hold up here a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We praise God for an exciting time. Great word the Lord blessed us on last night. Maybe we get to share some of that with you all today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Four verses of the 136th Psalm to set the word day today. Praise the Lamb of God and our worship day. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for all of the good things that he has done and that he is doing for us. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let me see here who we have in line here. Here's Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Raleigh, Carolina. Hello. Is on the line. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
he is on. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hi, Sylvia.
How you all doing today?
Good.
Well, we thank God for both of you being here. I see my birthday in there, but she didn't push her down, so I'm not going to bother. She may be dressing or doing something else, and I don't want to infringe upon anybody's privacy. Praise the Lamb of God today. Hallelujah. I can see that funny smile on her face saying, you bet not neither. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are just here, and we're thanking and praising God for you, you, and you, and those of you that's coming online. If you're listening to our voice, praise the Lamb of God, and would like to join our live studio, you can today at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I feel a warmth in my back. I feel a healing hand of God. Wow. That's wonderful, Lord. I wonder, is it for me or somebody else? Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Whomever. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for what you're doing today. Here, hallelujah. Yes, God. Bless your name. The Lord is just wonderful. I tell you, people of God, I experience them every day sometimes in some unique way. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord just keep manifesting himself, and it's really wonderful in my eyes. It's just wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. It is just wonderful. I am just excited about what God is doing for all of his people in this season. I've been reading all morning. Boy, the book of Joel. Oh, my goodness, what a book, what a book. Man, that book just excites me every time I read it, of how, praise the Lamb of God, God has that laid out by the Holy Spirit through the prophet as it speaks to us concerning solemn assemblies and praying between the porch and the altar. My God, weeping and praying between the porch and the altar. My goodness gracious. Oh, I tell you, people of God, it's an awesome book. You need to read on it. And then the restoration, how God talks about restoring and giving to his people. And that's the season we have entered into. Praise the Lamb of God. It's this restoration season, this restoring season, this giving back. Praise the Lamb of God. Going in the enemy's camp and taking back what he has taken from us, and God is going to give us an open door. Praise the Lamb of God. We must remember at Ziklag, when we talk about David doing that, David was the king. Well, Jesus is my king. Praise the Lamb of God. Right on, King Jesus. Go in and get what the devil has taken from us and restore us a hundredfold. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see it, people of God, and you're going to witness this, praise the Lamb of God, as God restore and give back to us things that we have lost. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. He is that kind of God, too. He is. You don't believe it? Ask Job. Job will tell you, after he had lost everything, the Lord gave him double for his trouble. Yes,
amen.
He did. Lamb of God gave him double for his trouble, and he can do the same thing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors out here today, praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Sylvia, I feel you. How is the weather down there in Raleigh today? Sylvia?
The weather here is fine. It's been an overcast, showers in the afternoon, but other than that, hot.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
You know,
hot.
I was talking to somebody on the West Coast, and they said over right outside of, they live outside of Los Angeles, praise the Lamb of God, and a little bit down the way, they said it is so hot, it's crazy. It's almost 100 already. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. People of God,
wow.
I tell you, boy, oh boy, this record heat is something, the way it's happening in many of these places. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, it's something else. Mad Denise!
Good afternoon, Prophet and Sylvia and Athelia.
Athelia.
It's my Maggie, Maggie Moo. Hey, Maggie, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just calling in. I'm off, so just calling in.
Oh, you praying? Oh, you gonna pray today? You just have to wake that voice up. You better do some of them like Angel and get that voice wake. Angel be walking around the house. Voice.
I've been up for a while, but I'm dealing with the never ever in my life had sinus issues and allergies ever before in my life, and I'm dealing with that. I've been dealing with that for the past couple of weeks, and I thought about this morning. I said, now I was praying for Prophet so hard with the sinuses, and here I am with sinuses. Never had sinuses before in my life.
Hey, because them signs was giving me migraines and everything. I'm telling you, and it finally broke. I just got some drainage, you know, and what have you, but it's not bad. Thank you for taking Halle to the Luya to you, and I don't want it back. What do y'all pray for her? Bring it back. Oh, no. My God. Hallelujah, girl. You want me to tell you something? I was sharing with a group, and I was talking to ministers and what have you, and I'm telling you, they disagreed with me, and some of them disagreed with me. I was telling them that when you're really standing in the gap and praying for somebody, praise the Lamb, especially if God has assigned them to you as one of your burdens, let me tell you something. You can feel whatever they feel.
Yeah.
Amen.
You pray
Amen.
For them, you can contract what their issue is. It's the honest God truth. I had a friend who was an alcoholic, and I went in a fast and praying for that man. Do you know I had to fight the spirit of alcoholism? It was trying to get me. I am very serious. I had to send that joker to the pit, praise the Lamb of God, and bind it up there. You can really, you know, when they say that in the scripture says, the Bible says that they brought all the sick unto Jesus, and he bore all of their infirmities. You say he bore their infirmities.
Right. He took all.
Hello, light bulbs. So what make us think that we're not going to bear any?
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. If you're going to stand in that gap, boy, if you're going to get in there and really pray for somebody, you may take some of the symptoms, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we'll lift off of you. Boy, she said she ain't never had sinus problem. My God, well, I've been suffering with them ever since I hit Detroit. I never had them in Chicago, but Detroit, Lord have mercy. This place here, this Michigan, with all of these different lakes and what have you, boy, and this pollen that's in the air right now, it's a wonder anybody can breathe. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. It's a mess. Yes, it is. And it gets worse and worse every year on you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maggie is here. Sylvia is here. Boy, we got some power on the line today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Althea is here. Bertha is here. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Chetwan down there somewhere, I think. Granddaughter coming in here. At least that's the first part of Eric Gold. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a wonderful and fruitful day. Yes, that is granddaughter. Let's see. Praise the Lamb. Granddaughter, is that you? Or is this
yes,
the other
this
one?
Is me.
Is this
me.
The granddaughter? Of, I hear the bells ringing.
Yeah.
I hear the bells ringing. Do y'all hear the bells?
Yeah. Oh, my word.
The Lord, hallelujah. Boy, that was something. Y'all hear the bells with the ring, or was that in my head? My goodness gracious, I tell you, there is going to be a wedding, praise the Lamb of God, and I have been asked to give the bride away. Oh, my goodness.
Aww.
Wonder how much they're going to pay me to do that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
God. That's going to cost the manganese to give her away. They're going to cut. Somebody must go slip me a check to do that. Praise the Lord. I hope that fella got money. My goodness gracious. What do you think? I'm just going to give my granddaughter away. He is out of his mind. Where is the sheep? Where is the cattle? Yeah.
No, that's right.
Where's the land? Wait a minute. He got to have, what they used to call that, a booty. He had to have his booty got to be together for this thing, man. What's wrong with him? Praise the Lamb of God. Do you?
Yeah.
Look at, she didn't got quiet now.
I ain't got quiet.
I'm talking about not giving you
yeah.
away cheap.
If it ain't right, I know you ain't going to do it, so.
Yeah, right. And you going to stand there and go to crying, Granddaddy, Granddaddy. Yeah, get me away. Okay. See that we went off into something else. It's fresh air. It's fresh air. I ain't going to even bother that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just praying for you and praying for him. Praise the Lamb of God that all is well and that things continue to go in the way that the Lord will have them to go so that you all can have a fruitful life together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, people of God. My goodness, I'm saying we're going to have some prayer. We're going to create a prayer storm here, y'all. Let's create a prayer storm today. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm good. Athelia is going to come and pray. Athelia, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Sylvia. And then 5 minutes, praise the Lamb of God, for Imagine these. We're going to create a prayer storm. Those of you that need prayer, I want you to know, today on this wonderful worship Wednesday, praise the Lamb of God, that there is nothing God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Second of all, where you are in your life right now, praise the Lamb, God knows your address. Hallelujah. He knows what's going on. Praise the Lamb. Don't think he doesn't. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. The Word of God says, make your requests known unto him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even though he knows, you're still supposed to make your requests known unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that what you're going through is to get you to what God wants for you and what he wants you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And the only way out of it is through it. There's no turning back. Press your way forward. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch God do miraculous things for you. Those of you in convalescent homes, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are sick, shut in, I want you to know our God is a healer. Gina Finch, your mother, God is a healer. God is a controller of emotions. God can handle, praise the Lamb of God, high blood pressure. He can handle anxiety. He can handle stress. He do it for me every day. Praise the Lamb of God. I know he's an able God in that area. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know, Praise the Lamb of God. No matter what you're going to lack in your life, I tell you, God can take a little and make it much. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can believe in the works of prayer, if you can believe that calling on the name of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, will cause the hand of God to move on your behalf. I believe it today. I believe it today, praise the Lamb of God, that God will, that God can, and that God is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to play this because our God is holy. It's our worship day, and I want them to come now. Come on, I feel you. Lead us to the throne.
Glory unto the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put a praise upon your lips in the name Jesus. We give you glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We lift you on high. We exalt your name. You are our redeemer. You are our strength. You are our wise counsel. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for your presence. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being in the midst of things right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your bright light shining in the darkness, Father God. We thank you for your healing oil right now in the
name. Oh, bless your name.
Father God, we ask you to pour your spirit now over Jesus' fish mother in the name of Jesus. Open up the airways, Father God. Open up the airways in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every organ, Father God, that it will not be deprived, Father God, of oxygen in the name of Jesus, Father God. Saturate her atmosphere right now. Let every mind and soul and spirit come under the unction of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father God. We lift you on high. We call you King and we call you Lord, Father God. You are the great I am, the sustainer and the redeemer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust you and believe in you, Father God, because you are the absolute end. You have the answer to every question, Father God. You are the remedy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory unto you, Father God. Oh, merciful King. We ask you, Father God, to pour your spirit over the phone line, touching every mind, every soul, Father God, every household in the name of Jesus. Change the atmosphere. Let it be conducive for your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We cast out the spirit of fear, doubt, and worry right now in the name of Jesus. And we increase everyone's faith right now in the name of Jesus. Glory unto you on this day. We lift up our sisters, Luana and Ann, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the strength that you have poured into them. We thank you for their endurance and perseverance. We thank you for the warfare in the name of Jesus, taking back what was stolen. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your hedge of protection over their life. In the name of Jesus, we cast out every sickness and disease. We cast out every unclean spirit that tries to hinder them right now. Is dismissed and destroyed and sent to the dry place where it shall die. In the name of Jesus, glory, 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 Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Shatwan, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the love you pour in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the hedge of protection. We thank you for the grace and mercy. We thank you, Father God, for making every crooked way straight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for being the CEO of all the hospitals in the nation, Father God. We thank you for being the doctor, Father God. We thank you for being the nurses, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God, you are the healer and the sustainer, Father God. You are the miracle worker, Father God. You are the signs and wonders, Father God. Hallelujah. That was shocked, Father God. All the doctors, in the name of Jesus, you decide what shall be. In the name of Jesus, you know what's best for us, Father God. Not just what we want, Father God, but what's best for us. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We lift you on high. We call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go throughout this nation, Father God, keeping your people, Father God, who are without home, who are without food. Cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your compassion and your loving people who are walking near them, that they will do a thing for them, Father God. Show their love that they will give to you, they will give to him or her, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, for shaking the atmosphere and all the prison walls throughout this nation, Father God, that is taking up your children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. But we glad they are alive, Father God, and as you continue, Father God, to speak to them, as you continue to download on them, Father God, wisdom and understanding, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom is power. In the name of Jesus, it will enlarge your life. It will make you live longer. In the name of Jesus, as they seek you, Father God, the remedy holder, seek you, Father God, the keys to the doors, as they seek you, God, the windows, Father God, that they can see before them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they will give you praise and they give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They're not 6 feet under, Father God, but they're above ground, breathing the air you bless them with, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you turn their mind away from sin. As they turn their mind from their wicked ways and seek you, Jesus, their life will turn around, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank for your healing, Father God, for all the nursing homes, Father God, in Jesus' holy name, God. We thank you for the information that you have given the elders of our society, Father God. Let it transfer, Father God, to who is next in line, Father God. And as they don't want to receive it, give it to those who will receive it and run with it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let not the elders, Father God, leave, Father God, with the information that the living needs, Father God. Let them transfer their wisdom, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for pouring your spirit on this phone line. Thank you for your apostle Shakespeare. Thank you for your leaders, hallelujah, that in partnership with him. Thank you for those who are pouring into him. Thank you for those who are praying and lifting him up. Thank you for the oil that you pour over his shoulder. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, we give you glory and we give you honor on this day, Father God. And we ask you to have your way, O merciful King, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Father, forgive us, God.
Oh, shut up.
The things we've done, God, seen and unseen, Lord. Create in us, Father, a clean heart, God. Oh, God, that we may stand before you, oh, God. Oh, God, that we may continue, God, to lift up your people, oh, God. Father, that we may stand tall, God, as good soldiers, oh, God, fighting the good fight, oh, Father. Father, God, we thank you, Lord, for embracing us, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for calling us out of darkness, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that now, God, you have imparted your life in us, oh God. Let us stand firmly on your word, oh God. Oh God, for you said your word shall not fail, oh God, but it shall come to pass, oh God. Every promise, oh God. Oh God, we stand in on every promise that you've made, oh God. Every promise for the gathering, God. Every promise, Lord, that the budget is already met, oh God. Oh God, the promise, oh God, of healing, oh God. The promise, oh God, of those coming into the kingdom, oh God. Oh God, the open doors, oh God. Every need, oh God, that you have called, oh God, shall come forth, oh God. Oh God, a release of finances, God. A release, oh Lord, spiritually, oh Lord, and naturally, oh Lord, that every need is provided for in advance, oh God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that no longer can the enemy hold up, God, what belongs to your people, oh God. A release right now, God, in the spirit, oh God. We thank you right now, God, that we walk in the abundant life that Jesus died for us to have, God. No longer, God, shall we walk in lack, oh God. Oh God, and we shall walk in the power and the authority, oh God, that you left us, oh God, to carry out in this world, oh God. Oh God, gird us up on the right and on the left, oh Lord. Continue, God, to impart your spirit in us, God. Continue to allow the Holy Spirit to burn up those things that are not like you, oh Lord. Let your fire continue to burn, oh God. Oh God, that we can set our face as flint, oh God, and fear no man, oh God. Oh God, that we should have a holy fear and a reverence of you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for those that are coming into the kingdom, Lord, name by name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, you know them already, oh God. Oh God, just cover them, God, with your love, oh God. Oh God, begin, God, to prick their hearts, oh God. Begin to give them a desire and a thirst and a hunger for righteousness, God. Oh God, we cancel every plan of the enemy, God. The spirit of depression, God. The spirit of lack, oh God. The spirit of hopelessness, God. Oh God, we cancel those in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now for your children, oh God. Those that have graduated, oh God, and going on to the next phase in their life, oh God. Oh God, cover them under the blood of Jesus, even as they travel to the beach this weekend, God. Oh God, there's some righteousness, oh God, that's heading there, oh God. So Father, cover them, oh God, and protect them, oh God. Oh God, let them continue to walk in obedience, oh God. Let them continue to walk in integrity, oh God, even when they're away from home, oh God, even when they're on the campus, oh God. Oh God, continue, God, to protect them, God. Continue to remind them, God, that they belong to you, oh God, that even there, Lord, they can be a light, oh God, for those that don't know you, oh God. Oh God, begin to let their life preach your word, oh God. Let their life preach the gospel, oh God, that someone should desire, oh God, who is this that you serve, oh God, and they can tell them that I serve the living God, not Buddha or anyone else, oh God, but I serve the only wise and living God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that it's already prepared for your children, God, as they go to this next phase in life, oh God. Oh, God, that they're covered and protected, oh God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. Oh, God, they shall be the priests, oh God. Oh, God, they shall be the prophets, oh God. They shall be the evangelists, Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now for their life, oh God, and even those that are going, oh God, those that are coming into the fold, oh God. Bless them and cover them, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for a generation that will serve you, God. A generation, oh God, that will know your name, oh God. A generation that will call on your name, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for order in the homes, God. Order, oh God, that the women, oh God, are examples, God. That the fathers are examples, oh God. That they live this life, oh God. That they walk it out in power and authority, oh God. Oh God, that it doesn't change behind closed doors, oh God. But God, what they do in the public, oh God, shall remain in the homes, oh God, that they live righteous and upright before you, God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you and bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We bless your name this morning, God. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt your name today, oh God. We just say hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for answered prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already gone forth, oh God. You said ask and we shall receive. So we thank you now, oh God, for answering the prayers that have been prayed in this place, oh God. You said man should always pray and not faint. So we thank you for giving us a spirit of prayer. We thank you, God, for imposing, for giving us your spirit of intercession, oh God. We thank you for calling us intercessors, God. Now I ask you, Father, that you would have mercy upon us, oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, oh God, and deliver us from sin, for we acknowledge them, God. For our sin is ever before thee, God. We ask that you would purge us, God, and forgive us for those things that we've done and said, God, that are not pleasing unto you, God. Show us how to truly repent, God, from those things, God, that have no place in you, God. And then we ask you, Lord God, that you would just have mercy upon us in this season, God, and show us, God, and remove anything, Father, that's not like you, God, anything that would hinder our prayers from being heard, anything that would hinder, Father, from us walking forward in the calling that you have called us to, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you would just release your spirit upon us,
yes,
and we would know, Father, which way to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of intercession that rests heavy with this ministry, oh God, and I ask you, Lord God, that you would strengthen that spirit, God, upon those who might be fearful, God, upon those who might feel the pull of intercession, God, but they might be afraid, God. I ask you, Father, that you will remove that spirit of fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us power and love and a sound mind. So I release that upon the fearful today, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for the intercessors that are arising in this season, Father, even as this spirit of death has come upon the earth, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would call for those that will be saved, God. We know the whole world will not be saved, but those that will be saved, God, I pray for them right now, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would touch their hearts, Lord God, that you would send them forth, Father, to the people that have been assigned to them, God, to the people that have the word in their belly for them, God. I pray, God, that you would send them forth, God, so that they can come running wanting to know what must they do to be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that they would be free from all demonic oppression and all depression, Lord God. I pray now, Father, that you would release those spirits from upon them, oh God, and that you would give them clear vision, God, and that they would hear you clearly, oh God, calling them higher, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for souls to be saved in this season, oh God, for this is perilous times, God, and I pray, God, that the ministries would be open to receive the people, oh God, even the street ministries, see, I pray for that preacher on State Street in Chicago, where they be him, oh God. But I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your word would continuously go forth, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would continuously carry your word, God, and that people would be saved, Lord God. That man has been preaching for years on State Street, Lord God, and I pray a hand of protection around him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the souls that will be saved through him, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, that you will continue to speak your word, God, and not be fearful, Father, for these people, Father, have not only lost their minds, God, but they have lost their God. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would turn their hearts back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn the hearts of the children back to you, God. Turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, God, and the hearts of the mothers back to the daughters, God. Rebuild family in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the ministers that's going forth, God, in the name of Jesus, those that you are bringing up, Father, in this season, Lord God, that you will remove the spirit of fear and that you will release a spirit of evangelism, oh God, that they would know how to win souls for Christ, oh God, that they would know how to spark up conversations, Father, that they would have the words to say, Father, to the unbelievers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we see, Father, what needs to be done, but there are many people that don't know how, God. And I know, Father, that your spirit leads us to all truth, oh God. So I ask you, Father, for divine revelation, oh God. I ask you for divine revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that those souls be saved, God, from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, oh God, that you would draw them in by your spirit, oh God, that you would lose not one in this season, oh God, in the name of
would release it now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would release the healing, God, that has been believed of you, oh God. You said that if we cry out to you, you would answer. You said when the righteous cry, you would answer, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, oh God, shall deliver us from them all, oh God. So I ask you, God, for deliverance in this season, oh God, that healing would be our portion, oh God, that miracles, Father, would be our portion, oh God, that we would see signs and wonders because we believe, oh God, for we stand on your word, Father, we stand on your truth, oh God, and we are not moved by what we see, oh God, we are moved by what we know, God, and what we know is our hope is in you, and there is nothing too hard for you, for eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, oh God, I love how I see what you have prepared for those that love you, oh God, so we thank you, God, that you revealed it to us by your spirit, oh God. I thank you, God, for the healing. I thank you for the increase. I thank you, Lord, God, for the manifestation of financial prosperity, God. I pray, God, for that the prophetic words would manifest in this season, oh God, that they would no longer tarry, God, but the time is now that we would see, Father, that our seeds will begin to sprout up and we would reap the harvest, God, for all the times that we sowed, oh God, for all the times that we've given out ourselves when we didn't really have it, oh God, for all the times that we gave our last, God, I ask you, Lord God, that we would reap, Father, that this would be a season of reaping, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I even pray, God, because I know in your word that you said that you will allow us to reap in places that we didn't even sow, oh God, so I pray for that manifestation as well, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for release right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the covenant relationship that you built through this ministry, God, I pray, God, that nothing would hinder that, God, and that we would be bound together in love and unity, God, and on one accord, oh God, I pray, God, that we would continuously be on one accord, oh God, so that we can continue to hear you, God, like a mighty rushing wind, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that we would continue with the apostles' doctrine and the breaking of bread, oh God, so they can receive of you, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that all spirit of emotionalism be removed, God, and that we are moved, God, by your power, God, because you said when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we shall receive power, God. I pray for that power, God, to manifest now, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we would lay hands on the sick and we would immediately see them recover. I pray, Lord God, for that in the name of Jesus. And even in this season, as it seems that the wicked is prospering, oh God, I pray, Lord God, for those that have been faithful, God, for those that did not compromise their integrity, oh God, for those that did not give up on you, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you will move upon this situation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For those who did not look back, God, they continue to look toward the ills from which cometh their help, oh God. They kept their eyes lifted up on you even when they had the chance to be deceitful. They didn't, God. I pray for those faithful ones, God, that you would rain down blessings upon them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm almost see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I even pray for the vision that you gave me this morning. For the lady that has the spirit of death all around her, oh God, I pray for her that she will accept you as her Lord and Savior before it's too late. Whoever that lady is, I pray for her that she will heal her body, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for her, God, that you will hear her, God, and that you will forgive her her sins, Lord God, and that you will send the word, God, that would help her accept you, oh God, before it's too late.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. There are many who brink of unbelief, God. Their foot is almost slipping, and I pray for them that you would keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for a divine revelation of Christ, God. Father, I pray for a divine revelation of Christ for those who need it, God. That you would show yourself mighty. Let them see your glory. Let them see you, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, God. Oh, you said we love you. And if we keep your commandments, that you would manifest yourself to us, God. And we love you. And as much as we try, we know we might have a hard time keeping your commandments, but we know the greatest commandment is love. So we ask that you would help us and strengthen us where we might be lacking spiritually, God. In the name of Jesus. But yet in still, we pray for manifestation, although we might be unworthy. We pray for manifestation by your grace. We pray, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I pray blessings upon Shaquan and her new husband. I pray that you would keep them bound together as one, and that you would unify them, and that their love would grow strong, and that they would go forth in the ministry that you have called them to, oh God. That they would be examples for the younger ones, and that they would do all things led by your spirit, and that their marriage would be Christ-centered at all times, and that there would be no distractions, and that there would be no hindrances. And we cancel all assignments of the enemy now in the name of Jesus, and we uproot them and send them to dry and barren places. We cancel the spirit of Python that attempts to squeeze the life out of the believers. We cancel that now in the name of Jesus. And we release fresh rain upon them. Increase, prosperity, love, and peace shall be theirs all the days of their lives. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you said if we decree a thing, it shall be established. So I decree it to be so in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you.
And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Mighty name.
Yes.
In Jesus' Hallelujah. Mighty name.
Holy.
Come on, thank you, God. Let's
Jesus.
Worship. Let's give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord,
that
God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the praise that went up.
Let's believe our prayer.
Thank you for receiving the decree declaration. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God.
You are worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, give him praise.
Praise anointed. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to you.
Yes, God.
You are so worthy, God. You are so worthy.
Yes, God.
Oh, more of you, God.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
More of you, God. Let's bless
you,
yes, God. More of you, God.
More of you, Jesus.
I trust most of you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Lord, you're worthy. You're so worthy. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. Powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, God. And we just say we love you. We adore you. We
yes,
thank
Father.
You. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
The beginning and the end. There is none like you. You are sovereign, God. You are high and lifted up, oh God.
God. You are the true and living God. Oh, Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai. Show yourself mighty. Oh, on the earth, oh God, show yourself mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Oh.
Glory to God.
Like our God.
Hallelujah.
My God, what men and women, I tell you. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe, people of God, no one will ever be able to make me not believe in the works of prayer. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Prayer. Hallelujah is essential. My God, my God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord here. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God. Just beautiful warmth. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your restoration. Hallelujah. Your spirit, oh God, of healing, deliverance. Thank you, Father. Who is like
Jesus.
Unto our God? My God, my God, my God. Who is like unto our God?
Jesus.
Wonderful
Jesus.
In all your ways.
Jesus.
Wonderful
Jesus.
In all your ways.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Your mighty
thank
is
you,
praise the Lamb of God. Mighty is our God. And
Hallelujah.
Mighty is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Maganese. Thank you, Athelia. Thank you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughters of Zion, praise the Lamb. Thank you for being here. And thank you for your prayers today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're still praying for my Bertha and that family as they, praise the Lamb of God, have already laid one loved one to rest. Hallelujah. On yesterday and then this Friday, praise the Lamb of God, they're going to lay that nephew to rest. Praise the Lamb of God. So back to back, you know, we have to uphold and lift up this family, her Lisa Williams, who is one of our administrators also, praise the Lamb of God, for that family, praise the Lamb. But we want to lift them up. We're still praying for Gina's mother, praise the Lamb of God, over in Ford Hospital, in Henry Ford Hospital, Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lord. The healing process. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're praying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, my God, what an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. I tell you this, though. I want to say, and you know, and some people, you just, you know, you talk about them, and, you know, people get all bent out of shape. But right is just right, you know? And when you look at a person like Ma Bertha, I tell you this. She has not missed a beat. Praise the Lamb of God. Missed a both of these tests. She has not missed Bible class. She ain't missed Sunday service. She has not missed a praise rehearsal. She has not missed singing or doing anything that has been assigned to her hand since all of this has transpired. And I just want to commend her. Praise the Lamb of God. For showing us a demonstration of strong believer, praise the Lamb of God, and someone who knows the work of their God. Hallelujah. Yeah, because everybody can't stand, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of loss. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. She has not missed a beat, and I want to just commend her. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank God for her.
Yeah, I just want to commend her. Praise the Lamb of God for being a good soldier and a strong example to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, we do not weep like the world. We don't grieve like the world grieves. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're supposed to handle this in a different way. Mm-hmm. Because we know that when this earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, my God, we got another building eternally in the heaven, not made by the man's hand. And the Bible says, strengthen one another with these words. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Strengthen one another with these words. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. That when this earth of this tabernacle is dissolved, we have another building. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! That right there is powerful enough. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. I am still moved by these school killings. We have another one that just popped off. Praise the Lamb of God. A young man, praise the Lamb of God, his life is snuffed out along with some others as he entered the school on a rampage. We must get a hold of our young people. We must get a hold of ourselves. I'm telling you, people of God, it's not normal to be callous to death. Hello, light bulbs. It's not normal to hear that. I almost fell off the sofa. 70-something-year-old woman was hit by three cars, and neither one of them stopped.
My God.
Wow.
Three cars, and neither one of them stopped, took her life. What kind of society is we living in? I'm taken for aback, praise the Lamb of God, when I see car accidents and people stopping, and then we jumping on them. They stopping to see what damage and can they help, and then our people are jumping on them and beating them, rendering them unconscious and putting them in the hospital. This is sinister. Doesn't make any sense. Two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
I looked last night at the news how they jumped on that young boy down at the Gay Pride because of his hair being long. Yeah. That's wrong. That's wrong. And our young men need to know that's wrong. You don't jump on somebody because of their preference, their choice. You can't help them that way. It's not helping them, and it's not helping you. Now all three or four of them is on camera and going to go before a judge. This going to be on their record, and they ain't going to be able to work nowhere in America.
And it's gonna be a hate crime, and they do not play with those hate crimes.
They don't play with them hate crimes.
Nope.
They're on the news already calling it a hate crime.
Yep.
Now your record messed up for the rest of your life.
Mm.
Hello, Lightbulb.
Yep.
All your school and all your education poured down the drain for naught because you can't control your emotions.
Come on then.
If you're a monkey do, you got to do what somebody else is doing. Your mother, daddy, teach your son not to be anthropomorphic, to be a monkey, to do what he see other people doing. Teach them not to be a groupie. Teach your daughters not to be groupies. That they just go along with what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Let them know they're a leader and not a follower. They're the head and not the tail. And standing by yourself sometimes takes more strength than standing with a group. And for what is right. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, that disturbed me. I mean, it shook me down into my toes at all this mess that's going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For no reason. Nonsense. Prophet Dale Sanders, your mic is hot. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Apostle? I heard you calling my name in the spirit.
Man, my mind is messed up. These crazy kids out here, all these nonsensical killings. Blood is running up and down our street. Praise the Lamb of God. And people, we are ignoring. I looked at the news. They jumping on this boy downtown. And I'm talking about if it wasn't 100 people watching. And nobody said nothing.
Where was the saints?
Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Old woman hit by three cars. Ain't nobody saw nothing. She's laying in the street dead.
Jesus.
Above 70. People of God, let me tell you something. When human life becomes devalued and marginalized to a point that we don't care in our own community, then what do you think other people think of you?
Okay.
When you don't care about your own.
Right.
My God in heaven. These things must stop. These things must come to an end. Lord Jesus, how long will we be like this? How long? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, boy, it's a shame. It's just a shame. I looked at that man they beat. He stopped his car and went to check on who he had hit. And they jumped on this man. This is the second one in the last month. And they just beat him until he needs surgery. For what reason?
You know
what? For
what
reason? My God, my God. It's sad.
You know, the Lord had told us that he said the blood of man will be crying out from the ground.
My God, my God, my God.
And God is allowing these things to happen.
Yeah.
All because us as believers, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. In other words, getting out of our four walls, going into the hedges and the byways and compelling them to come to Christ. We go to revivals. We go to crusades. We go to conferences. We go to prayer breakfast. We go to all these religious events. But we forget about it's the world out there that got you.
Yeah.
And we're not even giving them a chance for salvation. We'll come to church in our nice suits, dressed up, smelling good, and then forget about there is a world out there. And
my
God said, I am allowing those people to be slain like a hog going to the slaughter because my people is standing in the church. They're not taking this church to the street. Instead of taking the church to the street, we're allowing the church to take over.
Yeah, man, you know, this is you know, what I've been hopping on for the last several months here at TCA. I've been just preaching and teaching them about witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, and getting, that's the only thing gonna change this, people of God, is getting these people saved. And I didn't say getting them to church. I said getting them saved.
A change of heart, a change of mind.
Praise the Lamb of God. This generation has failed to show God to the coming generation. This generation has failed to instill the fear of God in the hearts and minds of our young people. This generation has failed to teach all of the things that God has done for our generation. This generation has failed, praise the Lamb of God, the oncoming generation, and it's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be hell to pay, people of God. Hallelujah. Because now we are forcing God to reestablish his name in the earth, to re-identify himself with people. But I tell you, you need to, it's just a repeat of history. Read Joshua. And there arose a generation that knew not the Lord, neither the things that the Lord had done. That's the generation that's coming on behind us. They know not the Lord. Why don't they know him? Because we didn't show him to them. Why they don't know the Lord? Because we didn't talk about him.
That's right. That's all I've been telling about.
Why we didn't talk about him? Because we didn't have no relationship with him.
Jesus.
We mocked grandmama and them standing over their pots singing Amazing Grace and talking about what the Lord will do. And you got to do this, and the Lord will bless you, and this, that, and another. We thought that was old folky. But they knew God. Now these kids, smart as ever, come out the womb working a computer.
Okay.
Then grab your cell phone in there. Those play pens they be in, and you come back and they'll show you how to work it.
Okay.
2-3 year old children working phones.
Yes, and iPads.
An iPad. The control on the television. I still don't know all them things, buttons on my remote. Yeah, they come in and work everything on it. And tell Daddy, no, that's not the way you do it. You do it like this. 8 years old. Wiser and wickeder. The Bible said it would be. Wiser and wickeder. And sure enough, our eyes have seen it. Because we refuse to show them God. Jesus wasn't good enough for our generation. So we got a liberal generation. We choose the God we want, like a banquet, a buffet. We got a buffet of gods. We choose the one we want. And I'm going to let my child choose what they want to be, how they want to be, and what they want. If they don't want to go to church, they ain't got to go because my mama made me go to church. You fool, you.
Okay.
You think she made you go to church because she didn't like you? How dumb are you? She was trying to show you something. She was trying to reveal something to you. She was trying to cover you, protect you, and give you a God that was able to deliver you. And you miss God because of the hardness of your heart.
Mm.
You miss God because of the hardness of my God, there arose a generation. Woo! My goodness. And that's where the statement comes from that we've coined, praise the Lamb of God, that was really coined by Joshua. As for me and my house, choose ye this day whom the gods you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
I'm talking about this Joshua. They had just got in the promised land. This Joshua. They just came through wilderness. Just came into a land flowing with milk and honey. Blessings. And they failed to teach the next generation what God had done for them. Let me tell you something, man and woman, mom and dad, it's bad when you want your kids to look up to you rather than God.
Hmm.
It's bad when you start telling your kids you Santa Claus, that you make the way, that you're the provider and not God. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen. You're right.
To the source of your provision. You are not the source. God is the source. Hello, light bulbs.
Tell the truth.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Amen.
I said it and I meant it. We have failed this generation that's coming on to reveal to them the monotheistic God and to reveal to them Jesus Christ and for them to get Jesus. And preachers are preaching and failing to preach repentance, failing to explain it, failing to bring people to their knees in conviction of their sins, and everything is all right. Everything is liberal. But it ain't all right in heaven. God is not pleased when blood run down. Your brother's blood is crying unto me from the dust. God is not pleased. When innocent blood is being spilled, when violence is in the streets, God is not pleased. God is not pleased. Hello, light bulbs. When he's been made a mockery.
Amen.
When his church has been made an entertainment center. Run over here listening to your best, the greatest stars sing. The recording artists. The ones with the Grammys and the this and the that, come and go and miss Jesus. God is not pleased. God is not pleased. When people are being taught to prosper and their soul is not prospering, God is not pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, boy, oh boy, oh boy. When money is used for everything but to save souls, God is not pleased. God is not pleased. And it's going to be hell to pay, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. I never dreamt that violence could be so in our streets the way it is now. My God. Buckets and buckets and gallons of blood being spilled every day and no one cares. Seemingly. My God in heaven. Maggie, your mic is hot again. I know I saw you had dropped or something there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Prophet Daryl Sinus, I tell you, if there was ever a time that we need a word from the Lord, a word from heaven, it's now. I mean, it's time out for just preaching garbage. Hello, light buzz. Time out sounds good.
Right.
I mean, one of our popular preachers got up and preached something about these hoes ain't loyal or something, some song. Hello, light bulbs.
Teach the book.
That's what he got up in. That was the topic of his message. Who want to hear that jump? Who go to church to hear that?
What did he say again, Apostle? The hoes, why?
They not loyal. Something he got off a rap song or something.
Wow. Who allowed that?
These hoes ain't loyal. That's what he preached about. That's what he preached about.
It's a popular song that they play on the radio now from Chris Brown.
The song they play on the radio, they say.
Wow.
And the preacher got up and used it as his topic.
Oh, my God.
That's even worse.
In church.
Oh, my goodness. So he ain't no different.
It show you where his head at. Because there ain't no way you're going to read the Bible and that topic going to come to you. He listening to the music.
He should have been snatched down.
I'm telling you, man, Jesus. It's frightening what is allowed that has no government. To sit these, oh my goodness gracious, boy, I'm telling you. How is that gospel? Show me where that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Show it to me. Show it. It's not there. You can't show it to me. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just telling the truth. Y'all know me. Praise the Lord. Say what you want to say about me. I'm going to tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And he can call me if he wants to, or he can call into the show. You got nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you don't need that to attract souls.
Exactly.
I bet you the church went up.
Jesus didn't use gimmicks to get people saved. John the Baptist didn't use gimmicks to get people saved. Paul didn't use gimmicks to get people saved. Peter didn't use gimmicks to get people saved. The Holy Ghost don't use gimmicks. Bertha Pruitt, your mic hot.
I was just sitting here. I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, prophet, it just goes back to, I think it's in Hosea when it says, my people have perished for the lack of knowledge. And as you've been teaching us that if you don't study the word of God for yourself, you're not going to know what's in the word of God, and you're not going to know how to apply it to your life. There's nowhere in the Bible that God himself, Jesus or the Holy Spirit, addressed his people as poor. He addressed us as sons and daughters, royalty, heirs to the kingdom. So if anybody going to sit up on the leader and think that God calls them a whore, that's foolishness, that's silly women, that as Paul calls them,
I would have been walked out the church because I'm not a whore. I'm royalty. I am a daughter of the Most High God.
Amen.
And my God,
people need,
my God.
These leaders need to stop compromising the word of God, changing the word of God to fit their criteria to get a hoop and a holler. I believe that you can't even get a hoop and a holler out of that. Because
and the same, the girl stood up in his church a couple of years ago and told the whole church in front of his wife that she was pregnant by him.
Well, that's why he preached that message.
He wasn't lying.
I mean,
now, who's not loyal? Who the hell that's not loyal?
He's
hello, light bulb. I thought somebody would wake up.
You know what, Apostle? That's just like we had a preacher here in Chicago. We had a preacher in Chicago that preached crazy sermons like that, talking about what's that in your mouth? He preached a sermon. What you do when you get horny. Where is salvation in that?
There's no salvation in it.
Reverence? See, that's why
there's no salvation in it.
That's why God is allowing that death angel to run rampant and allow Satan to do what he do, all because it's the head that's out of order.
My God.
I told somebody yesterday, I said if the head is out of order, that means the body is going to be out of order.
That's exactly
right. And I told
right.
somebody this. And I told him this. I said, if you know your head out of order, you need to pull back and take him to God.
My God. My God. I tell you, boy, I done heard some crazy stuff in my days, but I ain't never heard nothing like that before.
But that's
gonna take
that's
a song,
a strange religion,
girl as you singing in the church, and put the title of it across the pulpit as a topic of a sermon, supposedly that the Holy Ghost gave you. The devil alive with a bow towel. I know
right.
good and well the Holy Ghost ain't going to speak to me and say, I want
Amen.
You to preach Sunday. These whores is not loyal.
No, he ain't going to do that.
Now, the Holy Ghost is not going to speak that to me.
No, it's not.
So that was flesh.
Yes, it was.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding
yep.
dong, the witch is dead. Praise
yeah.
the Lamb of God.
He just exposed himself.
I'm just saying, people of God, how in the world we are going to lead these young adults and these young people, these high school and college age, that's shooting up schools, that's in drugs, that's in illicit, perverted sex and everything. How are we going to lead them anywhere with that? I come to church. My mama finally getting me to come to church. I'm in my first year of college, and I finally come to church and say, okay, mama, I'm going with you today. You need to come listen to what preacher pastor got to say. And my first sermon is these hoes ain't loyal.
There you go.
I'm going to look at mama and say, thanks, mama. Wow, maybe I should join this church. If that's the way the pastor talk. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The gospel that we preach is not all of this social gospel that's being preached, that ain't the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's another gospel. And the Bible says if they come preaching any other gospel, you're not supposed to listen to them.
That's what he said.
Exactly.
Antichrist.
I know I read that clear. If they come preaching or teaching any other gospel.
That's what he said.
Hello, light bulbs.
Apostle, you teaching today, man. You talking some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell the truth. They can hate me, despise me, and ban me from the preacher circle. I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth.
Right.
I'm going to tell the truth.
As long as you come preach at my church, you fine.
I'm going to tell the truth. Because the truth going to make you free.
There you
and
go.
These lying sermons and all of this fleshly sermons and sensual sermons and selling sex and sensuality while you preaching, it's not God. It's from the gates of hell.
Yes, Lord.
And our young women coming up in church looking like them, too.
Amen. Leave a song out. Songs all out.
You say something.
No respect for the house of God.
Amen, amen.
No respect for the house of God.
None whatsoever.
Because we didn't teach them no respect at our own house. Boy, I remember my sister put on something, boy, walked in there, and before she could look in the mirror, her head was turned the other way because mama knocked fire from her. I bet she went and changed clothes.
And you know what, Apostle? I go to this.
You
place.
Need see when you talk to respect your parents' house, you're gonna respect God's house.
That's
Amen.
Right, Apostle.
Yep.
But when your mother lets you go out the door like that, looking like a hooker, then I can dress if my mama says all right,
style.
Dress like this anywhere.
Yeah, have the nerve to say the style.
Shh. Woo! My goodness gracious.
You know what, Apostle?
I love these preachers who just believe part of the Bible. I love them. I love preachers. They only preach and teach part of the Bible. They don't say nothing about moderate, that the women ought to be dressed in moderation and this, that, and that don't mean nothing. Then we just kept on. It's a reason why that was written. It's a reason.
Amen. Yes.
The flesh subject.
Because you're not supposed to look like the world, think like the world, act like the world, talk like the world, or anything of the world. You're called out of the world.
That's right.
Even though you're in the world. And this compromise that we have with the world and the church need to die.
Yes,
I agree.
This dress down, oh, come as you are, dress down, sinners come as you are. But when you are changed, so like bubs, then you change from the inside out.
That's right.
You're saying something.
I'm going to worship God any kind of way. Oh, God don't care. The devil a lie.
Yes, he does.
Then you'll go to a party and go buy all new clothes to go.
I was just about to say that. You go out
and you come to worship, you'll wear anything. The devil a lie.
Yes,
you'll go to Satan's party getting drunk, smoking herb and everything and shaking your butt, and you will buy new clothes to go.
Amen.
And then you will come in God's house with your worst on.
There you go.
Because you don't reverence God.
Yes, God, yes, God.
Don't like me.
Teach the word of day.
Woo! Woo!
God is tired. God is tired. Yes, he is.
Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I tell you this, brothers and sisters. We're going to come to a place. We're going to come to a place. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, where we're going to really, really see, as it's being revealed right now, the damage that these watered back, God ain't called, spoke to preachers who jumped up and started because they daddy preacher and this, that, and another. Somebody told them they was a preacher, that they looked like a preacher, and that they was going to preach, and they ain't never heard the voice of God yet. Praise the Lamb of God. And running these just like they are little 500 fortune businesses and running these churches with, and drawing people off of all of their little gimmicks and little ministries that don't even develop them into being a witness and an empowered believer filled with the Holy Ghost that can cast out demons and what have you. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Here, we got a ministry for you to learn how to get a home. We got a ministry over here that will help your children with their education and this, that, and another. But we ain't got no ministry to deprogram your perverted child.
My God, God.
We don't have a ministry to cast spirit of whoredom and lust. We don't have a ministry. No, we ain't got that. And pastor don't have no power neither because he listening to the radio all day trying to find his next sermon topic.
Okay.
He ain't in prayer and in the word on the radio.
My Lord.
Listening to Jay-Z. Beyonce. Trying to find something pretty popular.
Say it again.
Popular and powerless. Popular and powerless.
And powerless.
No power.
Jesus.
And in the form of godliness, we're denying the power thereof.
Oh, God.
Yes,
from
Lord.
Thus,
my Lord.
Turn away.
It's
hallelujah.
Said, turn away from it.
Hallelujah. Woo! Y'all don't like me. It's all right. It's all right. That's, don't nobody.
We love you.
They preach them sermons. Prophet Dale, they preach them kind of sermons, then say, now I need everybody to sew into this. Bring $100. You teach the truth and empower people.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Right. Hello, light bulbs.
Tell the truth, Papa.
Oh, my God.
They support them pimps. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, they do.
That's
yes,
your real Papa.
Jesus.
Look
pimps
at his car.
It.
Look at his clothes. Look at his. Oh, look. Oh, yeah, he. Oh, da, 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 da.
He got it going on.
Pimps in the pulpit. That's what they are.
Hmm. My goodness.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. A line must be drawn in the sand.
Yes, it is.
Line must be drawn in the sand. Because that's crazy. It's crazy, people
yes, it
of God.
Is. Yes, it is.
You know, Prophet, I knew a pastor years ago, and he was, that man had the spirit of lust on him. He was going with 7 other women in the church. They was all be sitting in France, trying to figure out which one he was going to go home with the next Sunday. But the thing about it is, I warned him. I didn't even know about God speaking through me prophetically then, and God spoke a word to him of judgment. I realized what it was afterwards. But that man died a horrible death. He lost his mind because that spirit that was on him went down to the congregation. The men and the women, they were just like having orgies with each other. You know, this one married, but he's going with 2 women in the church. It went down to the congregation, and some of the men started living the same life that he was living. God made that man lose his mind, and he died a horrible death.
Jesus.
Anybody that's out there that's preaching anything but the word of God, and you are leading God's people astray, it's time to check yourself, examine yourself, repent and get it right, because judgment is upon you, and God is going to give you that stand in the account of God before you leave this earth for every soul that you lead astray.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, just out of the presence of the Lord right now, that what we're speaking is truth, people of God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm just so outdone with these spaghetti back softball, weak need, bounceable pastors and preachers that these slew-footed box ankle preachers and pastors that want to compromise the word of God and compromise everything in order to stay popular and to keep their church filled and keep the money coming across the table. It's just, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous what we have accepted. Praise the Lord. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was telling them, Prophet Darrell, I was telling him, I said, you know, right now the way things is, you can start any kind of church. You can start a church over here. This is for all of us who know we lie and we can't stop lying. So it's a church for liars right over here. Lying,
yes,
Missionary Baptist Church. Across the street over there is Vacation Missionary Baptist. Over there is Church of God in Christ Whoremongler. And you can start anything you want right now, and you will have a flock in there as long as you say it's all right to do it. There is no repentance, because when you start talking about repentance and change, your crowd goes shrink. When you start talking about that's wrong, it's wrong to hate your brother, it's wrong to gossip, it's wrong to speak ill of your neighbor, it's wrong for you not to be paying your tithes. It's wrong. As long as you let folk come and do what they want to do and feel comfortable in their sins, you will have a crowd tickling their ears. But when you start talking about repent, turn from, become godly sorrow for your sins, and cry out to God and ask him to forgive you and cleanse you and wash you and fill you with his spirit.
That's right.
Because the whoremongering spirit and the Holy Ghost can't live together.
That's right.
It's going to be a...
Wow. Ain't God, and his King Arthur had the same temple.
Hello, light bulbs.
Okay.
Let's stop.
Woo!
My goodness gracious.
I remember churches used to be filled to hear powerful sermons and to watch healings and deliverance and stuff like that. Not for all this food. People of God, open your eyes. It's high time we awake out of sleep.
Wait,
I know. Just scales off your eyes and really look.
Yes, Lord.
And see. It's enough to cry about.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No wonder Jesus went there and turned all the money changers over.
Uh-huh.
Yes, God, yes,
no wonder
God.
He went in there and parted him some flats together, just went to whooping and beating folk up out of the temple. Get out of my Father's house. It's supposed to be the house of prayer for all nations, and you done made it a den of thieves.
Jesus.
A den of hypocrites. My God.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. My, my, my. Lord, have mercy. I don't even know how to fix my mouth to ask the Lord, can I preach a sermon with that title? Holy Ghost.
I can't even think about it.
How do you even consider? Jesus. Jesus. No, I don't know how to do it. I really don't.
They can't do it
because
ain't no truth in it. Ain't no gospel in it.
All right. So
they have no conscience about it.
My goodness gracious. Wow. And the topic of that song has to be from a pimp's perspective.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Right.
That's the only one can. Can't nobody say that but a pimp.
Right.
That's right.
Because I want to know who in the house of God you calling home.
That's true, Jesus.
Right.
And I know God ain't classified none of us as hoes.
You
calling a hoe?
That's that Don Juan spirit they got. That's that Don Juan.
Yeah, that's
spirit.
That Don Juan. You're right. God ain't calling none of us hoes.
No,
I know I ain't no hoe.
Me
neither.
Me neither.
I'm a daughter
of the Most High God.
My God, my God. I'll tell you, last night after I watched the news and saw all the nonsensical killing, my first mind always goes to the house of prayer to say, what are we doing? And what is all the churches doing?
That's all. Being spiritual peace.
What are we doing? When are we going to rise up and say enough is enough?
That's right.
When is we going to hear God say that he's tired of the bloodshed in the streets?
Jesus.
When is we going to call rally? When is there going to be a solemn assembly? When are we going to fast?
Okay. Lord help us.
They go on a diet. I said fast.
That's
right.
Help us, Jesus.
Out to God.
Help us, Jesus.
Every time you get a call, you get on the phone. We need this much money. We need you to do this. We need to do that. And then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and this, and da-da-da-da-da. And ain't nothing on the agenda about blood being spilled in the street. Ain't nothing on the agenda about adopting a school. Ain't nothing on the agenda about power empowerment. Ain't nothing on the agenda. Nothing. Why? Why is there nobody empowering the people? Why is nobody trying to teach them about the spiritual gifts and this? Everybody want to be a darn entertainer.
There you go.
Apostle, I just want to tell you what the Lord just said. It's getting ready to be five major churches the Lord getting ready to shut down.
Wow.
He called one of them to me the other night. Called the name of it.
Uh-huh. It's getting ready to be five major churches getting ready to shut down.
I believe it.
Because they have turned away from my ordinance.
Yeah.
God said they have robbed me of my glory. They have robbed me of my standards.
Yes.
And they have robbed me of my souls.
And they have burned strange fires before the Lord. That's what they do. They're burning strange fires before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And God ain't pleased.
Get ready because they're coming.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle Shakespeare, they're coming for you.
Lord God.
The people coming for you are because
you're the third one told me that this week.
And you have told them what thus said Elohim. You have told them what thus said the Lord of hosts. And the Lord has already brought it to pass. And they're going, my God, I see you in this meeting. Oh, my goodness. I continue to see you in this meeting. Hallelujah. And I continue to see you praying in this meeting, Apostle. And the glory of the Lord overtook this meeting. And the preachers began to fall on their knees. And
my God.
Glory to God.
My God, my God.
Jesus.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
My God.
I'm sorry.
My God.
Amen, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
In the mindset, here I go. That's why God is showing you, Apostle, that he is with you. God is showing you that he is pleased with your life. God said,
amen.
I am pleased with you, thy son. God said,
my
God,
my God.
God said, he is pleased with your lifestyle. God said, he is pleased with your work. Hallelujah. You are a servant of the Most High God. That's why God has stepped in on your behalf, Apostle. All these old jackleg, bootleg, broke, risky, as you said, spaghetti back preachers, God is getting ready to call them to their knees. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to
shut it in.
All because God said they got to come back to me clean. They got to start their first works over again.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. That's my motto. That's my song. Hallelujah. All the day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I made God a promise that I would tell the truth even if it hurts me. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. I know that there is a difference in someone who has had a major theophany with God and he has called you into ministry than someone who has just been impressed to do it. I'm divinely called into ministry. I didn't just go because my pastor was a good preacher and I wanted to be like him.
You chose.
The Lord has done to me more than once.
You chosen.
Hallelujah. And that's why I cannot say or do but what I hear my Father say and do. That's why.
That's true.
I can't cross the line. I fear God.
That's right.
I fear the God that appeared unto me.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
I it was good that he afflicted me. I told him, thank you for letting me be sick the other day. I said, thank you that you afflicted me. Because it has made me come so close to him. It has caused me to to shut in and shut down and seek his face. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, it was good that he afflicted
me. Bless the name, Jesus.
Glory
Amen.
To Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
I wouldn't trade it now. I wouldn't trade it. Praise the Lamb of
no,
God.
No.
Now he done pulled me out of a horrible pit. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's revealed so much, so many people around me that I thought, Prophet Dale, that I thought cared about me and loved me.
They don't care about you, man.
And all it was about was them.
That's all.
It was about all the time.
That's
and what they wanted and what they wanted to do. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You have a lot of preachers, and you will be surprised of the one that envy you. You of the one that yet smile in your face, who you call your spirit.
There you go.
Jesus.
He said, know them that labor among you.
That's what he said.
Apostle, I don't have no hidden agenda for you. I ain't trying to take, but man, I support you wholeheartedly.
Amen.
I support what's in you.
That's
I glorify
right.
what's in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which is the anointing and the glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
And the people
Thank
that
you,
know who you are.
Yes, sir.
They know that charitable come, Ramanda Rabase, God. Hallelujah. They know you had an encounter with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
But you still won't reverence you and acknowledge you for who you are.
Exactly.
God said he's getting ready to expose the enemy.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
He said they're going to come back and apologize to you.
That was the prophet of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So said the Spirit of God. They're going to apologize to you in front of people. All because
they're going to
be put to open shame.
That's right.
That's a word
so
right there.
Spirit of God.
My
yes,
God.
It is. Yes, it is.
So God said. God is talking
Amen.
To you. He's talking to you.
My,
He's talking to you.
My God, my
All
God.
Because you decide to humble yourself.
Jesus.
That's right.
My God, my God, my God.
Jesus.
My God, man, you done messed me up. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah,
Jesus,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
That's just confirmation, Prophet, of, I think it was at your appreciation service. No, it wasn't your appreciation service. It was the last year Prophet Alicia came to you over to the church before I joined
yeah.
there. Same words that Prophet Sanders has spoken. It's confirmation to what she prophesied to you that there were many leaders that were going to come to you that had wronged you, that they were going to apologize to you, and that you were going to have to teach them the word of God. Because as Prophet Sanders has said, the Spirit of God says, they have used you for the glory that they know you carry. That's why they wanted to stay around you. But God is exposing them. Letting you know just who has been for you and with you and who has been against you. Because you have many enemies.
Oh, God.
You have many enemies. And they have sent witches and warlords to try to distract you and to tear you down. But in doing that, God has sent warriors to stand around you so that they cannot touch you.
Oh, God. Apostle,
God.
He said, when I send them back to apologize to you, to get things right with you, they're going to reach in their inside coat pocket. Matter of fact, hallelujah, I'm going to tell you what your pocket is going to be. They're going to reach in the right side of their coat pocket, and they're coming out with an offering, which represents a peace offering. And it ain't going to be no look money neither, so says the Spirit of God.
Oh my God.
He's getting ready to put you back in the place where you're supposed to be.
Glory
so
Jesus.
Says the Spirit of God. That's why the attack has been so severe.
Jesus.
That's why Angriomakanda the Omoko say God.
My God, my God.
That's why they have been so severe, because I'm getting ready to raise you up, my son.
Hallelujah.
Above your enemies.
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
And my God,
when this bishop got to call you and ask for you to pray for his wife.
Jesus.
My God.
All because he wronged you. He cut you. And he stuck a dagger in your back. But you want to pray for his family.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My word, my Lord.
Glory to your name, God.
Ooh, we got some callers here. Just give him it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, boy. That Prophet Daryl, boy, you in my cookie jar. My goodness gracious. Erico 313-334.
Hello, Prophet. Hello, everyone. You know what? This is Cynthia. I'm just so thankful for you and your ministry, and I want to tell you that it's something you said a couple minutes ago, that you said you were thankful for what God has allowed you to walk through, and it just hit my spirit because it's the same thing that I went through. And, you know, when you're walking through a storm, you don't know how beneficial it's going to be on the other side of the storm. And when you walk through with the Lord, he just makes it so worthwhile. You become a different person. You grow. And I just, you know, as they were prophesying over you, I wanted you to say, please don't call me in, because I wanted them to keep prophesying over you, and I could talk to you tomorrow. But, you know, we were praying over you. My prayer partner and I were praying over you for the last, like, year. I did not know that you even had this, you know, the blog radio. And it's amazing how God just put people in your spirit to just pray for, just pray for, just pray for. And you had already been a blessing, but you still continue to be a blessing in my spirit by me learning and teaching. You're teaching me and growing me. And I just want you to stay encouraged, my brother. And it's one other thing you say, and I'm going to jump up here because I know you got other phone calls, is that, you know, the best way for people to learn, the best teachers of love are those that have been wronged, because
yes.
They have the opportunity to now come back. And they, you know, we can be upset.
Yeah.
God doesn't teach us to be that way. He teaches us to now love those people that have wronged us.
Yes.
Because they're gonna listen now, because they already knew what they had in their heart and pertaining to us. But
right.
We have something to share and teach them who have already wronged us. So just like they were saying and prophesizing, whoever it is to come your way and do whatever, you're gonna teach them about love. You're gonna teach
Man.
Them about love, brother. So
Thank
that's
you.
All I have to say.
I got
Thank
one
you,
more
everyone.
Caller.
And everyone have a good day. I'll go back to listen.
Bless you, baby. Bless you. 985, your mic is high. I'm trying to just let everybody. Hello?
This is Margie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Margie.
As I was hearing prayers and a prophecy over you, God just said, you're walking in Job. And as Job had to pray, see, I heard Daryl, and when he said it, yes, it was so, he said, now be Job and pray for everyone he brings before your face. And when the end of your praying for them has been completed, you will receive the double that Job received. There will be restitution for you, and there will be recompense, and God is the author of your faith, and you shall have health abundantly. Your health will be restored because Job was at the bottom, but God raised him up. But he said, pray for them that abused you. They were his friends that abused him. So I heard your cry, God said. And this is in this season, in this month, God is doing some things for you. Be mindful to pray for everyone comes across your path and watch God heal your land and restore you because he has mighty work for you to do. I met several years ago when you were praying in a prayer line and I didn't even understand it, but he said, stand by him. And I thought you were going to pray for me. I was covering you. I have been covering you since that day, and you didn't pray for me. At the end, they called up the ones that were praying on the line and covering the line, and I thought I was going to go to you, and I went to Pastor Brown.
Okay.
And he said, here, you pray for pastors. I said, yes, I do. He said, oh, my God. And then I had to pray for him, and I understood why I couldn't pray for you because I had to meet the God in you. And I met myself later. And he said, now is your finest hour. And Prophet Darrell laid the groundwork, but you've now got to restore these people back because, yes, there is some mess in the pulpit.
Jesus.
Blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. The arrows are coming, but there are many like the lady before me that said, we are covering and we are praying because we're tired. We're tired of the wrong words coming out of the pulpit. We're tired of people using that as a money place, gain wealth. I'm an intercessor that prays against it. Yes, I do. And I pray for Lord to forgive them, but to open their eyes to see that if they read the same word I read, they should reverence him the way I reverence him. Because all of the sheep don't understand everything. Jeremiah 23 is the one that is the word that they should stand on. Repent and turn around. Woe unto those who cause the sheep to scatter. Be blessed. I love you. Thank all of you for being on the line. I was listening while I was driving.
Bless you. We're out of time, people of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you today, and Darrell and Bertha and all of our intercessors, Philia and Imaginese and Sylvia, Shatwan. Thank you all for being here with us and all those that called in today. I don't even know what I'm going to do now. I think I'm just going to go into meditation and pray. I know there was so much information of what the Lord has been spoken, even stuff that he told me before I came on the show. But I just want you all to know that I'm really striving to be what God wants me to be. And that's all I want to be. I don't want to be nothing else but his mouthpiece and saying what he would have me to say, doing what he would have me to do. And I thank you all for your prayer. I really do. And your support. You know, right now a lot of the preachers ain't inviting me because they listening to these shows and they kind of mad at me, but it's all right.
Okay.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes, Bill.
The Lord will make
a way. He already has.
He'll come back.
I believe God's going to empower you all with wealth and what have you, and some of you are going to be able to sow into my life. And make changes and make some things better. So I'm praying for you all. I just want you to know that. Hallelujah. And I don't say that haphazardly. I know, praise the Lord, what works. And my prayers are for you. Be blessed. We're out of time. We have to go. We're way over 2 o'clock. And I love you. I bless you. You all know where to go for donations and all of that and the materials that we have, psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to send some books out on Friday to those of you who have ordered already. One of our books, the manual, is on back order, but you'll be getting that real soon. I bless you all.
Amen.